August 6, God's treasure house of supplies. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19. The children of God are called upon to be representatives of Christ, showing forth the goodness and mercy of the Lord. If they but revealed his goodness from day to day, barriers would be raised around their souls against the temptations of the evil one. God knows our wants and has provided for them. The Lord has a treasure house of supplies for his children and can give them what they need under all circumstances. Then why do we not trust him? He has made precious promises to his children on condition of faithful obedience to his precepts. There is not a burden but he can remove, no darkness but he can dispel, no weakness but he can change to power, no fears but he can calm, no worthy aspiration but he can guide and justify. We are not to look at ourselves. The more we dwell upon our own imperfections, the less strength we shall have to overcome them. We are to render a cheerful service to God. It is the work of Satan to present the Lord as lacking in compassion and pity. We fasten our minds upon the misrepresentations of Satan and dishonor God by mistrusting him and by murmuring against him. When we act like culprits under sentence of death, we bear false witness against God. The Father gave his only begotten and well-beloved Son to die for us, and in so doing he placed great honor upon humanity. For in Christ the link that was broken through sin was reunited and man again connected with heaven. You who doubt the mercy of God, look at the Lamb of God. Look at the Man of Sorrows who bore your grief and suffered for your sin. He is your friend. He died on the cross because he loved you. He is touched with the feeling of your infirmities and bears you up before the throne. In view of his unspeakable love, should not hope, love, and gratitude be cherished in your heart? Should not gladness fill your service to God?